right, let me just make one more comment about this dress. And that's this. It's I guess you could say an admonition or an urging. I'd like for you to think about the way stress has been going, the way life has been going, and the way people have been leading, you know, bringing about situations that have brought on stress. And ask yourselves if you anticipate, based on how things have been going, that life will get better and stress will be reduced. In other words, fewer and fewer decisions will be made that cause us to experience stress, whether by people who are in leadership positions, people in our families. A lot to consider there. People we work with, people we worship with. You think that people will be doing things and saying things that will reduce the stress, increase the stress, or keep it about where it is? All right. Be thinking about that, ladies and gentlemen. Be thinking about that. In the meantime, let me share with you some of the discussions and all for next week. Just a little bit of what we have going on. You know, we've talked about how parents can play a significant role in helping our children athletes, our child athletes, particularly when it comes to nutrition. Well, expert Kate Davis, who has worked with a number of Olympic groups, professional groups, and others, high schools, this lady is in big demand because of her knowledge, her experience, her ability to really get down to what people need to help them perform at their best. She will be our guest Monday the 13th, and she'll be talking about how our parents can help our child athletes. Monday the 13th at 1 o'clock, Wednesday at 1. Instead of broadcasting 1 hour of Sundays, the previous Sundays, well, it'll be tomorrow's broadcast. We're going to be featuring a conversation that I will have with our guest, yours and mine, Dr. Latrice Fowler, who's going to talk about internet addictions. Ladies and gentlemen, people are on that internet as never before. And even though we hear about some of the downsides of spending too much screen time, people are on that net for social media, you name it. Dr. Fowler is going to break down internet addictions. Who's addicted to the internet? How do we become addicted? Is there anything we can do about internet addiction if indeed we are addicted? That and more this Wednesday at 1 o'clock. Then this coming Wednesday, the 15th at 1. And then Thursday the 16th, Dr. Bill Karp is going to discuss nutrition, but from a different angle than Kate Davis will discuss it. We're talking health matters for real. And internet addiction does have to do with health matters. So next week, we're really going to be focusing on health matters. And I will probably give you that 1 hour of Sunday's broadcast, because I know a lot of you really like listening to that by way of radio. I will definitely have it available so that you can access it by going to speakingwith.com and clicking on listen online at your convenience. And you can just pull up Sunday's date at your will, you know, at your convenience, or I will plan to run it again to air that for you either Tuesday the 14th or Friday the 17th for the benefit of our members, our Speaking With community members who prefer to listen by way of radio. I'll more than likely run it either the 14th, which is Tuesday, or the 17th, which is Friday. So just check out this week's guests and topics Sunday evening, and we should have it posted there to let you know which day we'll be running that. Okay, so that's it. Let's get down to being happy on purpose. I tell you what, I really appreciate Help Guide for helping us with this information, and we are resuming the discussion that we've had going for a while there. And I tell you, we looked at a couple of major points, major tips to help us move towards happiness, because remember, the goal is to be happy, but we use objectives to get us there. So one major objective at helping us be happy, this is something I want to point out. I had said earlier in the week that the first major point, the first major tip to keep in mind when it comes to moving towards happiness is to express gratitude, to live a lifestyle of being grateful. But actually, the major point would be to train your brain to be more positive. That's the key, training your brain to be more positive. And developing a lifestyle of being grateful is one of the sub-objectives, one of the steps we take in fulfilling that objective of training our brain to be more positive. Now, we're still on the second major objective, and that is to learn to nurture and enjoy our relationships. Nurture them and enjoy them. Ladies and gentlemen, life is about relationships. Relationship with our Creator, relationship with the people around us, relationship with our pets. I guess we can say relationship with money. And we need to learn how to prioritize. There's more, but I wanted to give you just those few examples of relationship. And we need to learn to prioritize those relationships. And, of course, we need to make sure that when it comes to inanimate objects like money, cars, houses, clothes, etc., we want to take care of those items and demonstrate that we appreciate having them. But we wouldn't necessarily be nurturing those relationships. Primarily, when we talk about nurturing relationships, of course, we're talking about the relationships with our Creator, our relationship with other humans, really and truly, even nurturing and enjoying our relationship with our pets. And one of the things that Help Guide is helping us understand is that relationships, good relationships, wholesome relationships, fulfilling relationships are one of the biggest sources of happiness in our lives. So we talked about the importance of nurturing the relationships. Let's take a look at the importance of making a conscious effort to stay connected. A conscious effort to stay connected. How many of you have people who you would say are important to you? I mean, they really are important to you. They mean much to you. But if you see them every 3 or 4 years, you're fine with that. Well, give that some thought. Let's talk some more, though, about connections in just a few.